Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Merloni and Fourier.
I've heard it been said, we have a tendency to be a little critical. We have a tendency to be a little too mean. Maybe we push the envelope a little bit too much. But I say no.
Wow, this was not a good weekend, sports fans. The Sox get swept by the Yankees. But hey, you still got to sing Sweet Caroline.
This ball is long gone. The Yankees lead 5-2.
Great, good for you.
I love singing that song, don't they?
And that trap game for the Patriots.
That guy's coming into Foxborough and winning.
That guy.
No chance.
Not a chance in hell.
We all fell for it. It's Lou.
Evaldi Sale. Inject that stuff in my veins all weekend long.
It's Christian.
58 and a half, you're going over. I am going under.
No. You be the bookmaker. Over 35. Let's do that. I got you there.
That's it. Done.
I'll shave.
It's Merloni and Fourier trying to figure out what the hell happened this weekend.
We're going to try. God. We're going to try.
Thank God I'm a golf fan.
Thank God I'm a golf fan.
And you know what? They beat him up so bad that ruined my Sunday. Yeah. To be honest with you, it wasn't even fun there. So the whole weekend. Oh, yeah. How you doing, by the way, on a Monday?
Patriots Monday. I actually feel pretty good about myself because I'm ready to kind of unleash a little bit. I feel like you had your moment last week. I feel like you're gonna have to kind of explain some things today.
Well, it's all right. Listen, okay. We're going to get to that. Well, Mac Jones, by the way, is going to join us at 2:30. We'll do a wellness check on him to see how he's doing. I will address the pitiful Boston Red Sox later in the show. Okay, probably not until 4 o'clock, okay? Because they deserve to get shredded, and that freaking song deserves to get put to bed, okay? I'm done with all of it. The worst weekend, it sucked. All of it, they sucked. But here's the reality is they're going to the playoffs, so deal with that.
Okay.
The team.
No.
Turn that freaking thing off.
I didn't know what song you were talking
about. The team that a lot of you thought were going to the postseason, and I took the bait. I did. I questioned it going to the Jets, and I took the bait. I was with you. Mr. Positivity, that's me. You know, I bought in. Bill Belichick, this offense going to stop one guy, the defense, rather everything. And I thought this win was going to be easy. Thought it was going to be easy. And here's the reality. Folks, it's over.
What's over?
It's over. Stop judging this football team by the front of their jerseys and start looking at some of the names. It's over. Like, stop with the whole Patriots. Oh, the Patriots don't lose at home. Oh, the Bill Belichick's Patriots take away a weapon. Oh, Bill Belichick's Patriots won't make this mistake or that mistake. They play fundamentally sound football. They play great situational football. It's over. It's all over. Start looking at this group like they are a completely different group. This the Patriot era is done. It's gone. It's forgotten. Okay, now you start thinking about the future, building something special.
Yeah.
That's where you are. And this is where you can go into the Jets game. I'm like, we're giving this team too much credit based on their history, and none of these guys are really part of it. Especially now that you lost James White, you got a guy in Dante Hightower who's not playing half the snaps. So you got Devin McCourty. I mean, it's about it. And listen to Devin McCourty, by the way. Listen to what Devin McCourty said after the game.
Each week, we kind of live off of what the Patriots have done in the past and fast starts and all of that. But for this team, we got to go do those things. And, you know, we got to stop talking about it and getting it done.
All your opinions of this team, all of our opinions of this team are based on what they've done in the past. Nothing based on what they've done in the present. Like, just stop. I don't want to hear, the Patriots' history. I don't want to hear, in the past, when they're a 7-point underdog or a 7-point favorite, they cover this amount of time, they win it. That's all over. It's done. This is a new group. You're trying to build something special. Take the somewhat positives out of it and move on. Because this team, I thought they were 10-7. I'm wrong. 7-10? 7-10. That's where I'm at right now with these guys.
You know, they're so bad in so many different ways. All right, so I'm going to start with this. Do you remember last week? Okay, last Monday, a week from today, we were talking about, you know, Mac Jones being, you know, scared of throwing it deep, and you know, maybe the Patriots putting some like a restrictor plate on his ability to throw the football down the field and be aggressive and push the ball down the field. Well, sure enough, the very next day on Tuesday, Josh McDaniels says this.
I trust him completely. For me, there's not a whole lot that we're holding back for him. You want to be able to test those areas of the field as you move forward, and I want him to be aggressive when it's time to be aggressive.
Do you though? Do you? I'm gonna get all Dennis Eckersley on you. Really? Do you really want him to throw the ball down the field? Do you really trust him?
Throw it more.
I give you the third quarter.
Brutal, wasn't it?
When the Patriots had a 16 play, 32 yard drive, and they scored, and they finished with a field goal. Now let's look at the last three plays of that drive because they couldn't do anything. They had no consistency. So sure enough, they start getting some rhythm. They get the ball to the 11-yard line.
Yeah.
Bolden to the left, first and 10. No gain.
Ugh, Bolden.
Bolden to the right. No gain. Actually, he lost a yard.
Yeah, he did.
Minus a yard, but no gain still.
Yeah.
And then your third and 11 play was a swing pass to Jonnu Smith.
How's he doing at that
okay,
time?
Okay, and oh, by the way, you're got to have a play when you need something after finally getting down in the red zone is to throw the ball to a guy that probably had, and I'm not even exaggerating, probably the worst game I've ever seen a football player have.
A good football player.
A good football, not a crappy one that you expected. This guy is highly paid, a veteran player with a lot of credibility and history under his belt. He couldn't catch anything. He couldn't hold on to the ball. He's directly responsible for giving up 6 points after he fumbled and stumbled and couldn't hold on to the pass. But this is what you do. You don't let your quarterback throw the ball once. Like it's so insulting. So you run it twice with Brandon Bolden.
How slow is he?
He's only in there for one reason, to pass block.
That's all he does.
They give him the ball to run. So it's first and goal at the 11, Lou.
I know.
First and goal. My first play is a pass, not a stupid play action pass. Empty set. Drive it down the field, buddy. What do you have to lose? You tell me you want to test those areas. You tell me that you trust him. You tell me that he understands everything. We see it. But yet you actually take the decisions out of his hands on all three plays. Because let me tell you, the first two plays, there was no check with Mies. It was an obvious call it and run it. Bolden to the left. No game. Bolden to the right. No game.
Minus one.
And then it's a swing pass to the left. Safe. I mean, I and then he gets like 4 yards. So my point to you is this. I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all. That was the one time that you had an opportunity to force the issue. Prove to all of us that you trusted him. Prove to him. Allow him to fail. Like, you're not even allowing him to show you that he can do it. Oh, well, Bill will say, well, you know, there's not as much room and everything happens quicker. Yes, we know. Just let it happen. Let it eat. But you know what he does? He runs it left. He runs it right. Swing pass.
You know what the worst part about that whole drive?
That was so embarrassing. So
it started on your own 20-yard line, okay? And it was a penalty, offensive holding. Mac Jones, going into that first and 10 from the 11, was actually 8-for-9 for 77 yards at that point. 8-for-9. And the one incomplete was that it looked like miscommunication with Aguilar deep. You know, the one that's the deep ball? That was when that one happened. The deep ball, and Aguilar turned left, and the ball went right. That was the only incompletion. He was 8-for-9, 77 yards. And you get the ball to the 11, and you hand it to Brandon Bolden twice.
It's not Derrick Henry back there.
It's not even Damian Harris.
It's your fourth string back that is only on the field because none of your other backs can pass protect. Like, none of them can block to save their life. They're below average. It's insulting to Ivan Fears, the running backs coach. So what do you do? So instead of, like, forcing the issue, you basically, in my opinion, 100% give up on the opportunity. That's what you should be ashamed of. Like, you didn't even try. By calling a running play two in a row, so you lost the element of the surprise on the first play. Fine. You run it. Okay. Now, pass it. Now, let it be in doubt on third down. Maybe they give you a funky front. Maybe he give you something that you can identify that's easy. The thing is that he can make these throws. He's really good at this, but you won't even give him a chance. So when you tell me you trust him, I don't believe you. I don't trust you.
See, there are a few moments in here because you talk about trusting him, and I saw a stat where he was basically like 1 for 8 on passes down the field, 15 yards. So there were attempts downfield, as you predicted.
Yeah.
You know, as we said, like the Saints are going to give you looks to take chances down the field. And he trusted him to take those chances, those ones, right? And he just missed.
He missed.
Like, he just missed them. Like, there's a couple that he just flat out missed. So he took what they were baiting you to take and see if you would take them. He did. He just missed on it. But when you get first and goal from the 11 after your quarterback is 8 for 9 for 77 yards on this drive, and remember, that was after the third quarter, so you're down, what, 21-3, and you're like, okay, we got to get 7 here. Like, 6 ain't going to get it done. I know it makes it 2 scores, but come on, what are we doing here?
And now it's 3rd and 12.
And you run it to Bolden.
Yeah, so now it's 3rd and 12.
What did you think he was going to do, gain like 5 or 6?
What did you think? And then you run it to the right, where you're so weak on the right side.
But why did you run 2nd and 10 for minus? Why did you even run 2nd and 10? To make it a manageable 3rd? Did you think Bolden was going to get you 5 or 6 to go 3rd and short?
There were so many things in this game that pissed me off. This sequence, after you actually made it all the way down to the 11, after chewing up 9 minutes of clock, that's what your play selection is?
No, this one here was eye-opening, boy. This was eye-opening. A text says, what do you mean 7 wins? Where do they get 7? And I don't know. We have to look back at it again. But again, you're now 0-2 at home. Two games at home, they're kind of 50-50, right? And there's a few of them on this schedule. 50-50. Miami Dolphins at home. Saints at home. You give them the slight edge because they're home. But that's what you used to do with the older Patriots. I'm telling you, this is completely new to a lot of people. You got to start changing your mindset about who these guys are. Stop giving them credit for stuff in the past that this organization has accomplished, because this group hasn't accomplished anything. And quite frankly, it hasn't accomplished anything since the guy that's coming in here Sunday left. We'll get to that a little bit later, as well as some of the coaches' concerns that we have with this team. Again, Mac Jones is going to join us at 2:30. But when you look at this game, what concerns you the most? Is it the offense or is it the defense? We'll do that next on Maloney and Fourier on WEEI 93.7 FM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
How many uncharacteristic mistakes have the Patriots made today?
We'll start. Offense, number 85. Holding. Offense, number 81. Holding. Offense. We'll start. Offense, number 49. Holding. Receiving team, number 50. Free kick. Out of bounds on the kicking team.
This has got to just drive Bill Belichick crazy. You just don't expect these type of mistakes.
Oh, disastrous play to begin the half. Jenkins is going to cruise home for a pick six. All pressure and it's blocked. Pressure in the backfield. Winston launches a dangerous run. Callaway came down with it.
He told me. He said, what did he say?
Oh, boy, that was disappointing. Oh. That was disappointing. I almost felt like, I kind of felt like I was just too confident going into that game. I just knew it. I knew it. You know, I was too confident. I bought in. Looked at Bill, looked
so
at that team.
You were the sheep.
Looked at Winston, looked at that team. No, it's just my opinion. I looked at said, they always stop Kamara. This is what this team does. They stop their weapons. No. That's what the team used to do. That's the reality of it. Christian, what concerns you more, offense
or
defense?
I tell you what. This is what the defense concerns me more. The defense concerns me more. One example.
Go ahead.
Okay. First game of the season, you were in a position where Bill talks about situational football. The Dolphins get the ball back. You have a great opportunity to just, you know, get off the field, and you allow them to get two first downs and chew up the clock, and that basically is the game, even though you had first and 14, and then you let them get, you know, 13 yards. Yesterday was worse. There's an example of a team that just, they can't give it you when you need it. Sure, they can get the occasional stop, and Judon will make big plays, but when you really got to have it, they can't do it. And I would say this is an example. This is worse than what happened in Miami. Situational football, everybody. Okay, so the Pats go up. They get a great score, right? They don't go for two, even though some people wanted to. Ben Vol, it doesn't make any sense. Talk to you tomorrow at 3. So now the score is 21-13. Kendrick Bourne just had an unbelievable play. Mac Jones with a great throw under pressure, and then they get a touchdown. So you're down 8. You just need to get the ball back because I feel like you're getting in rhythm now. You kind of have them on their heels. And you know what they do? They get the ball with 9 minutes and 22 seconds left in the fourth quarter. They go 75 yards in 13 plays, almost 7 minutes of clock time. And to add insult to injury again, the touchdown that Taysom Hill scored on, you only had 10 players on the field.
Oh, that's just coaching.
You only had 10 players on the field. You got to have it. You just have to get off the field. You have multiple opportunities. You know you got to have it. They know you got to have it. And the second time in 3 weeks, you can't get off the field, Lou. They're not a good defensive front. We thought they were. I thought they were.
No,
they're not.
No, they're not. They're not. But
so they concern me more.
There's still more potential there. The offense is more concerning. Averaging 18 points a game. I don't know where that is. That's like 26th, 27th in the league. Somewhere ridiculous. Their offensive line is a mess. Because I want to see Mac Jones play 17 games. This is where I'm at right now. Again, I want to know if they're building something. Forget about the playoffs, people. That ship has sailed, okay? What you want to do is see Mac Jones continue to develop. I'm not even mad at him for that game. I thought he was just fine in that game. Because I'm not looking at wins and losses anymore. I'm just looking at this him improving. But he doesn't have a chance to improve. You know, with the amount of hits that he's been taking, you know, with the pressure that he's been out there. Justin Herron, 6 pressures, quarterback pressures. One guy alone. David Andrews, 5. And Isaiah Wynn, 3 more. Like, Isaiah Wynn's been a mess. Your right tackle's a mess. Your left tackle's a mess. Hell, now your center is a mess. Like, the running game isn't what we thought it was going to be because your offensive line isn't as good as we thought. Your quarterback doesn't have enough time to sit in a damn pocket and throw the ball deep because your offensive line isn't good enough. You're now 2-for-8 in a red zone. And you tell me, where's it getting better? Trent Brown's going to make everything better? Is he ever going to see the field again? We've seen this from Trent Brown 2 years in a row in other cities. Calf injury early in the year. I don't know when he comes back. We have no clue. That offensive line is a mess. The offense is a mess right now. And anyone don't make me bring up, like, you know, your offseason additions. You know, day one, you know, Nelson Agholor. Okay, good. Good. $11 million. You know, you want to go Jonnu Smith after that game that we just saw yesterday? Like you said at the opening, like, good football player. Veteran football player. One of the worst games you're going to see a good veteran football player ever play. Like, ever. No, this offense is is a huge concern because I just want to see him get better. I want to see the kid get better, the quarterback, who, by the way, we're going to talk to here in about 7 minutes. I want to see him get better and continue to improve and build on something. But at this rate, I'm going to be seeing Brian Hoyer at some point in the second half because this kid's going to get killed.
And you know what? I didn't even mention the Alvin Kamara touchdown.
Oh, it's good coverage out of the backfield.
I didn't even mention that.
I mean, they snuck through because he's not really a guy you're paying attention to.
No, you know, he's just like, we compared him, at least I did, to Corey Davis last week when they played against the Jets. Who's the one guy you need to stop? Their most important weapon. Because we went through all their list of players. There's not a household name there. Which doesn't mean the guy isn't good or may not be good. But as far as having like a history of destroying defenses, there's really only one guy. And so he runs a quick little angle route. And nobody's open. Covering him.
See, don't get me wrong. It's not that I'm not concerned with the defense. I just think the offense is the bigger problem. But that defense, that long drive, man, that just brought you back to Miami, didn't it? Like, you got to get off the field. And it was, I think, in that entire drive there that salted this game away in that fourth quarter, I think they only threw it twice. That's it. Like, we're just going to run it down your throat.
I'm telling you.
Run clock and get first down after first down.
And I would say the excuse that a lot of people would like to use, well, you know, it's, you know, they don't hit as much in the preseason anymore. And there's not a lot of, you know,
New Orleans
pads.
Doesn't hit anymore either?
No. New Orleans took it to you again. And I would love to throw the special teams on there, but I hate special teams. But they're just as bad. They're just as guilty. Like, you have less to deal with. But you are still impacting the game. Jake Bailey, I don't know who is talking to you, who is coaching you. Like, the goal is never to kick it out of bounds.
Yes, that is
a
goal.
How do you kick it out of bounds twice? Like, in the last 2 weeks, you're kicking it out of bounds.
Yeah. All right, listen, we're going to get to, because Mac Jones is going to join us here on the other side of this one, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, and then we'll also get into top of the hour. What is going on with this coaching staff? Does this look like a team, like one of the worst coach teams in the NFL, or is it just me? And I'm not putting it all on Bill. We'll explain that. But Mac Jones, he's coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, welcome back to Marloni and Fourier. It is a Patriots Monday, which means we talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. And that is Mac Jones, the quarterback interview, sponsored by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Mac Jones. Mac, how are you? Lou and Christian here.
Doing good. How about you guys?
Good.
We're doing good. Listen, it is a sort of a wellness check. We're a little worried for you. I know you're a perfectionist, and you haven't, you know, had lost too many times in your career, all the way going back to high school. So with the 1-2 star, we're just making sure you're okay here the next morning.
Yes, we're all good. We're just going to learn from it and flip the page and move on.
So I know you're a perfectionist, but you do realize like it is an imperfect league, right? We've heard that even from, you know, the guys that have played this game a long, long time. There are things that you can always work on. So how do you deal with that, like the success, the failures? And at this point, failures just really just being some losses here early in the season. But how do you deal with that knowing that it is an imperfect league?
Yeah, I think it just shows you that every week is a new week and you have to be ready to go. And if you're not, then you won't win the game. And it's hard to win in the NFL, but I feel like we definitely can do a better job of just not being ourselves. And starting with me, just focusing on doing my job even better. And then everyone else will play well and we'll hopefully win more. So that's how it works. And you just have to be ready to go every week.
Did you realize that you were the leading rusher yesterday? And when was the last time you led your team in rushing?
I think just since we got behind and stuff, we just had to throw it a lot, and that's obviously not what we want to do. And a lot of that was my fault, so we didn't really have a good chance to run the ball that much. And so I guess it just is what it is, and it kind of was just how the game went. But I don't think it was a, you know, there wasn't a specific reason besides that we were just trying to play catch up.
Is it fair to say that you're going to probably tape that brace up a little bit differently moving forward, or try to, what is it on your left leg? Try to, what, slide on your right?
Yeah, it just deconstructed on the slide, and I just took it off because it was broken. So
were you like, when that happens and you know you don't want to burn a timeout and you're trying to take the brace off because it's down at your ankles, like how much are you panicking because of the damn thing? The more you try to fight to get it off, mm-hmm. the more it won't come off. Like, what's going through your mind at that point in time, especially based on where you guys were on the field?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of straps on there, so it's hard to put it on, but it's also hard to get it off. So, and it was broken, so I don't know. It just took a little extra time, and at that point in the game, we had a lot of momentum. So we just try to get it off and move on to the next play.
Talking to Mac Jones, the quarterback of the New England Patriots. And Mac, we heard you last week talking about the importance of a guy like James White and what he means to you, even in that huddle. How do things change for you, like, as far as like what you guys can and can't do when you lose a guy, and how important is a guy like James White?
Yeah, I think obviously James is a great team leader, and he does everything right all the time. And it's definitely tough to see him go down in the game. And I think, you know, obviously our prayers are with him, and our whole team was very supportive of him because he's just like a very good leader on our team. So we all look up to him, and he brings a lot of different aspects to the game just with his running and catching ability. And I do think it's a good chance for whoever else that needs to step up to step up. And we will have good running backs here. We do. And they'll get a chance to play more. And, you know, our prayers are with James, and hopefully we can just do our best to play for him.
Did you have to change up a lot, like as far as just, you know, strategy and kind of what you were able to do when you lose a guy like that? Game plan?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's hard when he's a very productive person on our offense. It's just like you lose an impact player. But I think we just have to keep playing and figure out ways to make explosive plays and make plays and move the ball. So I think James obviously does a great job of that just because he's so experienced, and he's a jack of all trades and can do everything. So I think we'll find ways to figure it out and keep moving forward.
Where do you feel more comfortable, Mac, as far as do you feel more comfortable under center or in the shotgun?
It doesn't really matter for me. Just whatever's called, I feel comfortable doing either one. And in college, obviously, it's a lot of shotgun. In high school, I was 100% under center. So I've done both, and I feel comfortable with both.
Is it easier for you to identify what's going on and anticipate out of the shotgun compared to under center?
No, I think just sometimes you're turning your back, but that's what everyone does when they have play actions and stuff. And, you know, you just have to get your head around and read the coverage. And it just, you can do that from the shotgun too. And it doesn't really affect me either way. Just, you know, there's different play calls that you get out of each set, and you just have to figure out how to execute them. And one thing that I need to work on is just staying in the pocket and moving when I have to, and that doesn't matter if I'm under center in the shotgun. So just I'll work on that too.
So you're obviously getting hit a lot, or you got hit a lot yesterday, nine times, and then, you know, obviously two sacks. And I'm just curious, like, how do you resist, or I guess how do you, you know, resist the urge to get jittery and to panic or to rush when throughout the game you are constantly being pressured and they are constantly at your feet? Is there some sort of mental, I guess, gymnastics that you do to convince yourself to stay in the pocket and withstand the pressure and the hits?
I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with me and just getting the ball out quick and reading the defense quicker, and then all that stuff will take care of itself. And yeah, I can do a better job, and just watching the film, just don't move unless you have to. And if I have to make a play with my feet, I will. But at the end of the day, that we want to get the ball to our skill players and let them run and do what they do. So,
you know, Mac, we've talked to you a few times now, and I know that you always say you got to get better, but I think a lot of Patriot fans watch this, and I know you're the quarterback of the team. They've watched the first 3 weeks, and they look at you and they say, well, you know, it is just your second game or just your third game. You know, there are other people that can pick you up as well. And don't look at it as all like, because everyone looks at the way you're played the first 3 weeks and say, yeah, okay. You know, there's some promise here. There's some hope. The kid can play. It's not all on you. That's not all on you. Like, do you realize that, or you just sort of take it because you're the quarterback, you think it's all on you?
No, I just think it goes back to the execution part, and it takes all 11 of us. Not one person to blame or one person to give all the credit to, and it starts with the quarterback, because that's, you know, what you're supposed to do. You're the leader and you have the ball every play. I think we need to just make progress in practice and this week and try and stack up a bunch of good days and then carry it over to the game and see how it goes, because when we do that, we practice well and we can carry it into the game, then we don't really know what our full potential is. We just have to do that and see where it gets us.
So you look at production. For example, like I look at Jonnu Smith, a tough game yesterday, right? Talented guy. I know you're leader of an offense, and that pick six I don't think was on you. But what do you say to a guy like Jonnu Smith, talented guy who's been around, after a game like that?
Yeah, I think Jonnu is a great player. He comes to work every day, and he's new to the system just like I am. And I think we have a few, obviously, new guys that are new this year, you know, not rookies necessarily, but new to the system. And sometimes it's, you know, you just got to just keep rolling and keep trying to get better. And it's not like he's been, or a lot of the guys have been here for 10 years, you know. I mean, we have some guys, but there's going to be some bumps and trial and error early on. And once we get that figured out, I think things will head in the right direction. But there's nothing to hang our head on. We just have to practice harder, fix the timing issues, fix the you know, my drops and some of the patience and all that. And then from there, people will start making plays and we'll put some more points on the board.
We're talking to Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots. So, Mac, on that third quarter play, first and 10, deep pass to Aguilar. Where was that ball incomplete? Where was that ball supposed to go? Do you know the play I'm talking about? Seemed like Aguilar was going one way. You threw it another. Where was that ball supposed to go?
I don't recall the exact play, but I think just a lot of the times we're just looking for higher percentage throws. And, you know, we wanted to try and get the ball to the playmakers, and I feel like I definitely could have done a better job of that. And some of it was some different looks we got, and we just got to be on the same page and have patience and let them run their routes so I can get the ball to them. So happened a few times, but we just got to – it's all about communication and talking through it during the game or after the game and just make the adjustments and move on. But yeah.
So, and the one of the plays that I was, that was great, was that 22-yard touchdown pass to Kendrick Bourne. It was one of your biggest plays. Can you just walk me through that, what you saw in that play to make it so successful?
Yeah, I think just, we had some momentum driving, and my read was to get him the ball, and he released and made a good play, and we scored, and he had a good effort to score. But I think we need just more plays like that where we all work together and then the results come. And yeah, I think KB had a good game, and a lot of our guys were open a lot of times, and I just need to get him the ball more.
So, Mac, I know you said you always have like a 24-hour rule, kind of put in the past and look forward. Well, when you look forward to a highly anticipated game here coming next Sunday, Brady coming back and the Tampa Bay Bucs Super Bowl champs, people call it the most anticipated game, you know, regular season game in history. I know you played national championship games, but have you allowed yourself to sort of think about what is coming in here this weekend? And what's coming with it, the hype machine?
Yeah, I think just fixing the corrections from the game we just played is obviously really important. And then moving on with the game plan for this week, it'll be definitely exciting. Tampa Bay is a great team, and, you know, it's a new week, so we're excited. And the only thing we can do is focus on each day. And then when Sunday comes, we'll just go out there and play as hard as we can and it'll be good.
So how much of this, the Brady leaving, do you know about? Brady going to Tampa, do you know about? Any of it?
What'd you say? Sorry.
Well, how much of the Brady leaving the Patriots going to the Tampa Bay Bucks to play are you aware of? Any of that, the way that ended?
No, I mean, I was still in college and stuff, and, you know, a lot of stuff happens in the off season in the NFL, so I didn't really pay attention to too much of it and all that. But, yeah.
Okay. All right, so, Mac, it's time for the quarterback question of the week, sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with locations in Dedham, near Legacy, and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. All right, Mac, when things get tough, when things are hard, you know, who do you vent to first? Who's the first person you that gets that has to kind of listen to you complain or vent about anything? About anything?
I guess just my parents. I always, whether it's good or bad, I always talk to my parents. So they, you know, they are very smart people, and they just look at everything very logically. And I just talk to them, and it always helps just to have my family. And then obviously my friends and teammates and stuff.
So it's not your girlfriend, right? Because she's you got her doing enough, right? So it's
no, she definitely counts as family.
Okay,
so.
Okay,
she definitely heard of it. But my parents, yeah, and Sophie does a good job helping me. So it's a group team effort.
It's a group effort. All right,
Well, listen, Mac, thanks for joining us, and good luck. It's going to probably be a crazy week for you, but good luck on Sunday night.
Awesome, thank you, guys.
All right, the conversation with the quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off. And now it's time to review this week's powerful play brought to you by NL. On first and 10 from the Saints' 22-yard line, Mac Jones hit Kendrick Bourne for a 22-yard touchdown with 9 minutes to play. That's this week's powerful play brought to you by NL, official energy partner of Gillette Stadium. I'll say this about Mac Jones. I feel bad for him. Okay, I feel bad for him because this team, when you think about it, you got the quarterback and the kid just, it sounds like he's just, you know, a couple of losses and he just sounds down, whatever, he lost. But this team was advertised as a defensive football team that wasn't going to put too much on a young kid's plate. That Mac Jones is going to have more success with the New England Patriots than, say, Zach Wilson or Trevor Lawrence or anybody else. Because of the offensive line that is top five, of a running game that's going to take pressure off him, and they're not going to ask too much of him. And everybody has failed around him, if you ask me. Like, everybody is failing around him. You talk about doing better? Like, I think the kid's actually been doing pretty good. Even this one game, it was probably his worst game, right, as a pro. And I still think he did some good things in this game. But everyone else is letting him down. I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah, well, when it comes to letting him down, I agree with you because what I wanted to try and get out of him is what does he want? Like you listen to that. He sounds like the first wife of you know, Eddie Murphy from you know, Coming to America. Whatever you like. What kind of offense do you like? Whatever Josh McDaniels likes. Well, do you prefer the you know, shotgun or under center? Whatever Josh McDaniels likes. Okay, would you rather throw play action pass or would you rather just, you know, hand it off? Whatever Josh McDaniels likes.
Right.
You got to think for yourself. Like, he's never going to think for himself. Like, I believe, and he, every now and then he stumbles and he throws some hints out there. The play-action passes where he's got to turn his back, I don't think he likes that. I don't think he likes it because they can't handle it. The play-action pass, they're cutting their corners. Their corners are shortened. Guys are coming off the edge, front side and back side. And the backs can't block anybody. So when he fakes a handoff, sometimes the back has to kind of cut back and get that free guy off the edge. One time, David Andrews had to kind of swirl around and grab. He was late. So I believe he'd rather keep everything in front of him. And then you heard what he said. Get the ball out of my hands. Get the ball. Like, so he's able to get the ball out of his hands. When he has a play-action pass, he has to follow through with the fake, and he has to do everything like that. Even that Kendrick Bourne touchdown. He was about to get smacked. He saw it. He identified it. He weighed it. He threw it up and let him catch it.
Yeah, I just think it's a complete meltdown from the entire team. Like honestly, from player to coach to you name it, every single coach, like just a complete letdown, what you've seen for three games. You know, they coughed up a loss to Miami that we look at now and say, is Miami any good? And then the Jets, they beat the Jets. They got 16 points on turnovers. One touchdown, three field goals. You know, and defensively, were they great? Or did Zach Wilson just throw the ball right at them? And then in this game here, it was just a complete meltdown. Like, in every single facet. Every single facet. So I don't know where you guys are at. 617-779-7937. I want to go to Don in the Cape. Don, what's going on? You're on with Lou and Christian. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Just wanted to say thank you for having me on today. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm thinking to myself, you know, watching these past couple games, like you say, nothing impressive, but I think they do have potential. What they need to do is work on that pocket, get the ball out quicker, you know, and open up those wide receivers, you know, get some quick shots off, and they can move the ball a lot faster.
I hope so. All right, let's go to House in Dorchester. House, what's going on, pal? Go ahead.
What's going on? What's going on, bro?
What's up?
Listen to this, right? Check this out. You guys, right? I'm a laundry dude, so I go with who's on the team.
Yeah.
Okay? But here's the thing. You guys, I feel like the way you guys are, like, not holding Matt accountable is, like, do you think the team listens to your radio show? Some of the players, at least? Like, it's like, it's not the team's fault. It's, like he said, it's 11 players. It's everybody. He has a lot to do with that loss. He has a whole bunch to do with it. Give him his fault. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not taking all the fault off of him. But defensively, as Christian pointed out, they can't get stops. The offensive line is brutal. He's gotten hit, I think, almost 30 times in three games.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, they're not running the ball well. It's a complete failure from top to bottom. Of course he deserves some of the fault.
He has his worst problems from 20-yard line on to goal line. That's it.
Well, but hold on, House. But here's the thing. Hold on. Wait a second. How are those his problems? You tell me the plays that they call, so it can't be his fault. They don't call plays where he can actually accept the blame for it. They run to the left with Brandon Boldenhouse. No, they run to the right. Like, they're on the 11-yard line, and they run two plays with the crappiest back on the team. And then they throw a swing pass, which is guaranteed to get you maybe 3 yards because it's 3rd and 12. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, and was it Mac Jones' fault that Jonnu Smith couldn't handle the football? Out of the three interceptions, two of them were the receiver's fault.
Go ahead.
Okay, so now you hear what you're just saying, right?
Yep.
So take Mac Jones is the leader of this team right now. Quarterbacks have the ability to audible.
If they see something,
they can audible out of that play, and that's not good. You know Tom Brady. Right. You know that? Okay, then. He had the ability to audible out of plays that he didn't. He threw balls behind people. He had three interceptions, right? So let's just
come
give
on,
him
let's not really call ball. It. House, let's not call it three.
And House, thanks for the call. Should he have thrown it, or should he just held it and got sacked? If that's what you want to blame
him for,
fine.
You're talking about the one we got hit.
Yeah,
okay.
The first interception. The second one, please. Let's please not say that's an interception of Mac Jones. That was like Brady's first pick of the year where he threw the ball off Fournette's hands. It was right there for Jonnu Smith.
And you keep saying.
First day free agency signing. Yeah. Gave him, what, 10, 11, 12 million bucks? Catch the damn ball. Like all game long. He was pathetic. Let's see.
The crazy thing. Go ahead. Hold on, Richie. But the my thing is that it, not to get all Goodwill Hunting, it's not your fault, Mac. I feel like you said that. You kind of teased a little bit. I don't think he gets the joke.
No, he'll take all of it. Let's go to Kevin and Quincy. Kevin, go ahead, pal. You're on with Lou and Christian.
Hey, what's up, Lou? What's up, Christian?
What's up?
I think House is completely wrong. I mean, I watched that game, and it reminded me of both Giants Super Bowls, especially in 07, when we just got beat on every play at the line of scrimmage, and he didn't have much time to throw the ball at all. Now, with that said, I wanted to ask you guys, Lou is the only one on the station, in my opinion, that had a realistic outlook on this team's record. I thought they were going to be maybe an 8-9, you know, a 9-8 type of team. What do you guys think now? Do you hold true to what your original predictions
were? So Lou's year were what, 10-7?
Yeah, Christian's was unrealistic at 11-6.
That's 11. I was at 11. I had him one more win.
But I would say this, and I want to get to it later, too, because we're going to get to break here in a second.
You living on the edge, Lou.
No, I definitely would put him at 7 right now. 7.
Well, I will tell you how I misread it.
And I'm going to look at the last 6 more wins, thinking at some point it's got to get better, and that's why I'm giving him 7. 7 wins. They're 7-10 football team.
Yeah, see, I gave them 4 wins above replacement. They were 7-9 last year. It really should have been 2. I should have started with 2. A 9-win team.
Yep.
I don't even know if they can get that.
All right, this hour of the MFers is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health with locations in Dedham, next to Legacy Place, and in Salem, New Hampshire. Or online at northeastmenshealth.com. So after that week 1 loss against Miami, I tried to tell you guys that I felt like they were out-coached, that they weren't prepared for that Miami game. How do you feel after watching that game? Do you want to debate it now? Because we'll do it next on Maloney and Fourier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.